KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school volleyball play around the area last night, it was Glenwood beating Atlantic in three straight games in Hawkeye 10 conference action. Also in the Hawkeye 10, Creston over Denison 3-0. Harlan a 3-game sweep over Red Oak. Kemper Catholic beat Clarinda 3-2, while Lewis Central downed Shenandoah in three straight games. In Western Iowa conference play last night, it was Missouri Valley outlasting Audubon 3-2. Tri-Center beat Underwood 3-0, while Riverside downed Riverside 3-0. In the Rolling Hills Conference, Exira EHK defeating Cam in three straight. Iowa Christian Academy beat Peyton Sherdan 3-1. Orient Maxburg topping Glidden Ralston 3-2. Elsewhere around the region, Archbishop Bergen of Omaha beat St. Albert 3-2. Arweva over Whiting 3-0. Bedford sweeping 3 from Corning. Bondurant Farrar defeated Carroll 3-1. Coon Rapids Bayard took 3 of 4 from West Central Valley. Earlham down Guthrie Center 3-0. IKM Manning was a 3-game sweep over Boyer Valley. Nottoway Valley beat Lennox 3-1. Stanton over Fremont Mills in 3. Villisca beat Nishnabotna 3-2. West Monona over West Harrison 3-0. Woodbine over Charter Oak Ute in 3. And Woodward Granger beat Panorama 3-0 last night. Well, nothing is settled yet in the American League East. It'll come down to the final day of the regular season and perhaps even require a one-game playoff on Thursday. Raul Ibanez hit a tying two-run homer in the 9th inning and then delivered a game-winning single in the 12th as the New York Yankees beat Boston 4-3. The Yanks retained their one-game lead over Baltimore entering tonight's regular season finale. Chris Davis homered for the 6th straight game, and the Baltimore Orioles overcame a club record 15 strikeouts by James Shields to beat the Tampa Bay Rays 1-0. If the Orioles win and the Yankees lose tonight, then those two teams will meet in a one-game playoff Thursday in Baltimore to decide which team wins the division and which goes in as the wild card. There'll be a one-game winner-take-the AL West game today between Oakland and Texas. Travis Blackley allowed one run over 6 innings that helped the Athletics move into a first-place tie in the AL West with Texas and set up a one-game showdown for the division title with a 3-1 victory over the Rangers last night. The winner gets the division title and the loser goes in as a wild card. Elsewhere in the AL, Miguel Cabrera had 2 hits and drove in 2 runs before leaving in the 5th inning, and the KC Royals rallied to beat his AL Central champion Tigers 4-2. Jason Donald singled home the winning run with 2 out in the 12th, lifting the Indians over the White Sox 4-3. Chad Jenkins earned his first Major League win. Kelly Johnson had a 2-run homer as the Toronto Blue Jays beat the Minnesota Twins 4-3. Kyle Seager became the first Seattle batter to hit 20 home runs in a season since 2009 with a solo shot in the 1st inning as the Mariners beat the Los Angeles Angels by a score of 6-1. In the National League, the Washington Nationals helped their chances for the best record in the league, winning their 97th game 4-2 over Philadelphia. San Francisco eliminated the L.A. Dodgers from the wild card chase with a 4-3 victory as the Dodgers came up short in the 9th when Mark Ellis flied out with a tying run on second base. The Cincinnati Reds kept pace with the Nationals by beating St. Louis 3-1, but the Cards still clinched the final wild card berth when the Dodgers lost. Kevin Correa pitched effectively into the 7th inning. Garrett Jones homered, and the Pittsburgh Pirates have won consecutive games for the first time in 4 weeks, beating Atlanta 5-1. New York Mets knuckleballer R.A. Dickey failed in his bid to win his 21st game and gave up 2 homers in his final start of a Cy Young hopeful season as the Mets lost to the Marlins in 11 innings 4-3. Also, Milwaukee beat San Diego 4-3. It was Arizona 5-3 over Colorado and Houston over Chicago by a 3-0 final. Well, Miguel Cabrera won't back into the Triple Crown. The Detroit third baseman plans to start the final game of the regular season today as he stalks the first Triple Crown in 45 years. Now, though, the spotlight shifts squarely to the broad shoulders of Cabrera, who started at third base in last night's 4-2 loss at Kansas City. He had a pair of singles and drove in 2 runs in his first 2 at-bats before flying out to right and leaving the game in the 5th inning. Cabrera leads the American League in batting average at .331, homers with 44, and RBIs with 139. The Triple Crown, last achieved by Boston's Carl Yastrzemski in 1967, is within reach today. He has a healthy lead in both batting average and RBIs. The question is the home run column. He has 44, just 1 ahead of Josh Hamilton of Texas, entering the final day of the season. In other baseball news, Adam Greenberg's second Major League plate appearance went a lot better than the first one. He did strike out, however. Returning to the big leagues 7 years after he was beaned, Greenberg fanned on three pitches last night as a pinch hitter for the Miami Marlins. Greenberg signed a one-day contract before the game and batted leading off the sixth inning against the New York Mets 20-game winner R.A. Dickey. After Greenberg received a standing ovation from the modest crowd and his teammates, Dickey threw him three consecutive knuckleballs. Greenberg took the first for a strike and then swung and missed at the next two. The game was Greenberg's first since his Major League debut with the Chicago Cubs in 2005. You may remember he was hit in the back of the head by the very first pitch that he saw in the majors, a 92-mile-an-hour fastball, and it derailed his career. He suffered from vertigo and never moved any higher than the AA level in the minors after that accident. Well, Seattle Mariners are moving the fences in at Safeco Field. The biggest change will be in the power alley in left center, with the fences coming in some 17 feet. Safeco has been one of the stingiest fields in the majors for allowing home runs. Outspoken closer Chris Perez thinks the Indians need a more intense manager and better players. Perez said that Cleveland's second-half collapse was embarrassing, and the laid-back approach of former manager Manny Acta didn't help. The Indians went 5-24 in August, which Perez called pathetic in all aspects. Well, Iowa offensive coordinator Greg Davis admits that he's been surprised by the play of running back Mark Wiseman. The sophomore began the season at fullback but was moved to running back after injuries to Damon Bullock and Greg Garmin. He already has more than 500 yards rushing and 7 touchdowns in the Hawkeyes' 3-2 starts.
If you'd asked me in August if I knew that Mark Wiseman would be as productive, I would have liked to have said yes, but that would have been a less than truth. We did work Mark in camp at tailback some. We had no idea that he would be as productive as he's been since he's jumped in there.
Davis says they hope to have Bullock back from injury soon, but Wiseman will not move back to being a fullback exclusively. Davis says while senior quarterback James Vandenberg doesn't have gaudy stats right now, he's doing a great job of running the offense. He says Saturday's 31-13 victory over Minnesota was a good example. Defensive coordinator Phil Parker says linebacker play is making strides for the Hawks. He says junior James Morris has become a leader on defense.
James is outstanding. He's playing at a very high level. James is like a coach out there. He's really done a great job of getting guys in the right spot, getting us in the right defenses, and he's done a great job. He's definitely playing at a high level, and he's our leader on the defensive side.
Fellow junior Anthony Hitchens leads the country right now in tackles with 63. Hawkeyes have this week off. They'll return to action October 13th with a visit to Michigan State. A person familiar with the situation says New York Jets wide receiver Santonio Holmes has a Lisfranc injury to his left foot, likely leaving the team's struggling offense without their top playmaker for the rest of the season. Holmes went down on the first play of the fourth quarter of the Jets' 34-0 loss to the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday after catching a pass. X-rays on the foot were negative, but subsequent MRI exam results were sent to a foot specialist in North Carolina. Results of the exam confirmed the Jets' worst fears. Also, Steelers coach Mike Tomlin says it's a safe assessment that injured stars Rashard Mendenhall, James Harrison, and Troy Polamalu will be available Sunday when the 1-2 Steelers host the 3-1 Eagles in a battle for Pennsylvania. The Steelers are looking to avoid their first ever 1-3 start since Tomlin took over in 2007. Well, Northern Iowa basketball coach Ben Jacobson sees three physical areas that his team must improve on this season, but Jacobson knows that chemistry will likely determine if the Panthers return to the NCAA tournament after a two-year absence. Northern Iowa returns most of the players that helped it reach the 20-win plateau for the fourth year in a row in 2011 and 12. Jacobson believes the Panthers need to rebound and defend better and improve their conditioning this season. He said Tuesday during the team's annual media day that intangibles such as leadership and chemistry will be even more important. Well, the financial losses are starting to pile up as a result of the National Hockey League's lockout, and yesterday the league made that public. In speaking to reporters after talks between the NHL and the Players Association finished up for the day, Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly estimated that the league has lost $100 million in revenues from the canceled preseason. There are no further talks scheduled, increasing speculation that regular season games could be lost, with an announcement sometime this week. The season was slated to begin on October 11th. Meanwhile, the Russian Continental Hockey League says it will broadcast its games in the United States on ESPN3 during the NHL lockout. The Russian-based league announced on its website Tuesday that it plans to air 5 games in the next week on ESPN's online streaming service, but an ESPN spokesman says it's not a done deal. And in golf news, Jose Maria Olazabal says being European Ryder Cup captain can be torture at times, and he rules out staying on for another 2 years in that role. The Spaniard guided Europe to a 14.5-13.5 victory over the United States in a stirring comeback Sunday at Medina. Darren Clark and Paul McGinley are the favorites to replace the popular Olazabal for the 2014 match, which will be in Glen Eagle, Scotland. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.